The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his man's eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to beg?" Some said, "It is." And others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know."
"Feel the darkness of my mind, the day he gave my sight to me. It was not sin that made me blind. It was no sinner made me see. I once was blind and now I see."
They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on the Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked him, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he now sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age. Question him." So a second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciples. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses. We do not know where this one is from."
Others call my faith a lie, or try to stir up doubt in me. Look at me now, none can deny, I once was blind and now I see. I once was blind and now I see.
The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from. Yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. He is the one speaking to you." He said, "I do believe, Lord." And he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see,' and your sin remains.
Ask me not how, but I know who has opened up new worlds to me. This Jesus does what none can do. I once was blind and now I see. I once was blind and now I see."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord
Jesus. You and I are the blind man in today's gospel. That's key to understand the meaning of this story on this fourth Sunday of Lent. Unless we see ourselves in this man, we might have some blind spots ourselves. Last Sunday, we heard the dramatic story of Jesus and the woman at the well, whom he led from unbelief to faith in him. Today, he does the same thing for the man born blind, but in a different way, a way that you and I might be able to identify with in our own lives. Jesus began that man's journey by curing his blindness, but then Jesus disappeared from his sight. And the man went through a series of experiences that gradually led him back to the feet of Jesus, and where he made that leap of faith and really saw Jesus with the eyes of faith. Where are we in this story? Where are we, or where have we been on our journey of faith? Like that man washed in the pool of Siloam, you and I have been washed in the waters or the pool of baptism, and we think that we see. But perhaps we just see as that man in the gospel first did. We first or did see Jesus as that man, as the man no longer blind said of him. Nothing special. He doesn't or didn't have much influence in our lives personally. If asked, where is he? We might have said, I don't know, like the man born blind did. I don't know, I've just got so many other things to worry about. But then maybe something happens in our lives or has happened, and we go through the next step, some questioning, perhaps about where are we going in life, or some doubts about our faith, or some events like marriage or the birth of a child can make us pause. Or we may be struggling with an addiction and realize that we need the power of God to overcome it. Or maybe we faced or were facing or are facing some serious question in life, some choice prompted by an illness or maybe even the death of somebody close to us. Then we feel the need to take Jesus more seriously, like thinking he is a prophet, like the blind man said, and maybe can tell me something about the meaning of my life or religion. That searching may go on or may have gone on in your life for some time, a long time, until maybe through the grace of God, we may move to the next step, testing. Testing, like the man born blind went through. Questions that won't leave us alone, like, who is Jesus really? How can I develop a closer relationship or get to know him better? Or maybe some opposition came into our lives, people who are uncomfortable having us around because we ask all those questions that they're not able to answer. You might even say, what's the matter with you? Are you becoming a fanatic or a disciple? As they asked the man no longer blind. But through this process, things might get a little clearer for us about Jesus as someone special in our life, and we're getting serious about searching for more. We're ready. Well, the next step isn't up to us. As in the gospel, it will be Jesus searching us out. The next step is up to him, because faith is a gift. Last week, I was watching the network news, and I saw the story of 10-year-old Kason Erlbeck from Johnston, Iowa, who was born colorblind. He couldn't see Santa's red suit at Christmas. He couldn't see the colors of a rainbow. He couldn't distinguish the colors in a stoplight. His parents, though, learned about some glasses called enchroma, which allow colorblind people to distinguish colors and see the world clearly. So they saved up enough money to buy these glasses, but they didn't tell Kason because they didn't want to disappoint him in case it didn't work. They told him they had bought him some sunglasses for him to use when he was playing baseball, and then they gave them to him. A video camera caught the magic moment. As soon as Kason put them on, he could tell instantly that something was very different. His jaw dropped wide open, and in a little while, he started to cry. Then he hugged his father, who couldn't hold back the tears either. Faith is like that. Nothing around us really changes. We just see them differently. We see the world in its true colors. Faith, like those glasses, is a gift. Today's gospel reminds us that seeing is not believing. Knowing all the answers is not having faith. Seeing gives sight. Faith gives insight. It's a gift of God. But as today's gospel shows, Jesus does not withhold it from those who seek it sincerely. In fact, he goes out to seek us with that same question that he asked the man who had been born blind and was now given the sight. Do you believe? Do you believe? The light of the world is here with us in this Eucharist, in God's Word, in our believing community. Every time we celebrate the Eucharist, our faith is nourished. As we continue our journey into the second half of Lent, either toward baptism at the Easter Vigil or toward the renewal of our baptism vows at Easter, the same question will be asked of us. Do you believe? May the Lord help us more and more to see Him as the light of the world.